Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Well, I
walk back down. That's Tom Petty bringing us back. That's the Heartbreakers behind him there. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Bradbury. John's been hanging out with us now for a half a dozen years, and couldn't do without his wisdom and his information. CEO of Ready Founder Services and the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. ReadyFounder.com, right, John?
Correct.
That's the website, so I encourage you to check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later for telling you about John. We were talking about, in the previous segment, staying power, how to maintain your venture. And, of course, you got to capitalize it, but you got to have customers. And, you know, you talked about sustaining customers. I like to tell the story about when IBM became my first major sponsor way back. Somebody said, well, I bet that was a big day in your life, wasn't it? I said, well, it was, but it wasn't as big. It was the second biggest day in my life, professionally, I guess you could say. And they said, the biggest day? I said, the year later when they renewed. I said, you can get anybody to buy something once, but can you make them come back? That's the key, isn't it?
Well, that's right, and that's actually another area of risk that we were talking about, risk as well. And
right.
You know, one of the big risks that a lot of businesses face is that relationship risk where you have most of your business from one marquee customer. And so, you know, what would you do if you lost that customer, or how can you diversify in order to mitigate that risk?
And, we all gravitate toward the Pareto principle, don't we? Where 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers. Sometimes it's 90-10, sometimes it's 95-5, right?
It is, and boy, the times are good when that happens, and it's easy to kind of let your guard down in terms of thinking about the future of your business. Yeah, so, you know, managing those risks is a big one, and of course financial risk is perhaps the most significant with any business, and so another key element of staying in the game as a business is, you know, early as a startup, we advise people to raise more money than you think you'll need. And by raise, that doesn't mean you necessarily gain capital from investors. But what is your pool of resources relative to the scope of what you're trying to do? And the reality, as you and I have talked about quite a bit, Jim, is everything tends to take twice as long and cost twice as much money as you think it will.
It's astonishing how Murphy's Law, folks, was invented by somebody managing cash flow, wasn't it? Murphy was dealing with cash flow, wasn't he?
Well, and Murphy was dealing with cash flow, and he was originally an optimist. He had rose-colored glasses.
Right.
And so he bit off more than he could chew.
My column this week is about the 3 clocks of small business. The sales clock gets interrupted, the cash clock gets interrupted, but the expense clock rocks on just like a perfectly timed machine. Never gets interrupted. It's amazing. It'll take your breath away, won't it?
That's right. That's right. And you know, small business owners, entrepreneurs tend to be optimists. We tend to look at the world
pathological. We're pathological optimists.
Absolutely, and there's a great. It's kind of a strange paradox. That's a beautiful thing. Many businesses would never get off the ground if they weren't driven by, you know, perhaps unreasonable dreams or dreamers.
So John, how did you pull that off? I don't know, Jim. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. Right.
That's right. And your chances of pulling it off go up astronomically if you manage the other side of that coin, which is to commit your resources wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And to say no to things that don't match up with the logical path you've set out for your business. So it's kind of it's paradoxical in a way. You want to raise more than you think you need, and then you want to manage that very stingily. Mm-hmm. Ramen noodles actually taste pretty good when you have customers paying you
and bologna
for your business offering.
Yeah,
right.
fried bologna's not too bad.
Absolutely.
You know the trick though for entrepreneurs is you and I both know that if you're trying to protect yourself from all problems, you'd never become an entrepreneur. You and I both know that people do things against all odds, mm-hmm. things that nobody else would, any sane person wouldn't try mm-hmm. this. But what mm-hmm. entrepreneurs mm-hmm. do then when they if you're going to go against common logic and reason, if you're gonna defy the risk factors in front of you, you better be all in. Because it's going to take that, isn't it, John? I mean, the world is going to fight you every step of the way. If you're and the great entrepreneurs, John, you know them. The great entrepreneurs do that, right? They don't necessarily bend to the conventional wind, but they are all in. And whatever when the world comes after them, they're dug in. What do you think?
Well, that's right, and it's another paradox. They're committed, heart and soul, to the idea and to the pathway, but they're not so rigid about what it ends up looking like. Mm-hmm. They let the customer define,
right.
Ultimately.
That's exactly right. That's well said.
What the offering looks like.
That's exactly
right. So you've got to be flexible while also being heart and soul committed.
It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
That's a great way to put
it. That's what you were just saying. So I need your website again, John.
It's readyfounder.com.
Folks, I encourage you to go there. You can find out more about his book and all the things, his tools and services that he offers there. ReadyFounder.com. Quick break. More to come with our good friend John Bradbury after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.